Morning, Grandpa Chop. This is Ron. How may I help you?
Hey, good morning, Ron. This is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I actually just wanted to follow up with you. I know you inquired online and you were looking for some working capital.
Yes.
Yeah, and I just kind of wanted to see what you were looking to do. Why don't you tell me a little bit? We've got a lot of different programs, so why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking to do so I can kind of point you in the right direction here.
Okay. We have a couple of three small loans that we want to pay off. What we want to do is consolidate them because
right.
we're trying to open up another location.
Okay.
And we're getting building and things now, you know, a few more bucks to get that going. So.
Right. So how much are you guys looking to bring on?
About 40.
About 40, okay. And then this is going to be used strictly to consolidate the loans?
No, the consolidation is less than 20.
Oh, okay. So less than 20 on the consolidations. And then the rest of it's going to be used for
yeah,
in the new
yeah.
building. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And then what are you guys kind of looking at a return on your investment here? If you were to take on that $40,000, consolidate those loans that you have and net that 20 additional on top and get that building, when are you guys going to kind of start seeing a return?
Oh, on that, well, that should start by the end of the month because we're pretty close to getting done with getting things ready on that.
Oh, okay, very nice. And what kind of return are you guys looking at? How is it going to increase your monthly sales, like, by a certain percentage? Do you have some sort of projection?
About 15 for, well, it's going to double up paint sales. So, yeah, 15 or 20%, I think. What happens is we've got a construction company and a paint store in a location, and it's in an industrial site, and it's hard for people to get in here. So we're going to move all of our paint operations, well, not all of it, but quite a lot of it, to a retail space where people can get to it easily.
I see.
That's going to... I mean, our paint sales will at least double. And
then
they're about, you know, they're maybe 8 or 9% of our sales now, so they would take them up to 10 or 15% of our sales, I believe.
Oh, okay, wow. Okay, that's a very solid increase in sales then. When would you be looking to do this by, just kind of as soon as possible?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Great. Why don't you tell me a little bit about your credit? Would you say that you're good, bad, somewhere in the middle maybe?
Somewhere in the middle,
okay. Do you have any idea when the last time you checked it, what it's around?
You mean my personal or the...
Personal, yeah.
The business? I don't have any idea. I don't pay too much. I don't check it very often, but it's probably between, it's somewhere around 650, I would guess. I don't know.
Around 650-ish, okay. All right, and why don't you tell me a little bit about your sales? How were sales for you guys last year?
We were just a little over $350,000.
Okay, and what do you guys
this year so far? We're at $431,000.
Oh, okay, very nice. What do you guys projected to hit at the end of the year?
I'm gonna hit, because November, December, a little bit slower because of construction. We should hit 460. No, we should be about 480, I think.
So around 480, almost 500,
yeah.
We'll say.
Yeah.
All right, great. And have you guys been in business for a while?
Yeah, technically since 2008. There was a partnership until 2012 when we bought out one of the partners. His wife got a job 150 miles away, and so he wanted to stay with her, so he moved. We bought him out, and then we changed to an LLC.
Oh, okay. Very nice. And are you the 100% owner right now?
No, I'm 33 and my son is 67.
Okay. Alrighty. And have you guys kind of already taken a look at some financing options? Or are you just
we have several feelers out there looking right now, yes.
Okay. So you guys have kind of inquired?
Yes.
Has anyone gotten back to you yet?
Well, no, we haven't really had any offers come back. People with questions, you know, we have to send them information. So.
Okay, gotcha. see here. And for the current loans that you, can you tell me a little bit more about the current loans that you have out that you're trying to consolidate?
I think there's 3,500 with Yellowstone Capital.
Mm-hmm.
And with about 11,000 with Arch Capital, and 5,400 with I can't remember the name now. That's awful. Let me look here.
Sure. On your Yellowstone, 3,500 is the balance, right?
Yeah.
What was the initial start out with that?
Oh gosh, it was probably, I don't know, but I'd have to go look. I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay.
I can get that information. I just have it right where I am right now.
Right.
So.
Right. Do you know what you're paying on it?
Let's see, Yellowstone. I can pull that. That I can pull up right quick on my computer here. So.
Sure. Great.
Let's see. Okay. And then I'll. Yellowstone was 450, so 1,800 a month.
1,800 a month. And then are you paying it as a monthly payment or is it a daily payment?
It's a weekly.
It's a weekly payment, okay. Of 480, you said?
450.
450, okay.
Arch Capital is 1,250 a month, and that is a monthly payment.
Okay.
And the other one...
And what's the term on each of these? For the Yellowstone, what do you got? How long was it for?
I don't have that with me. I'd have to look it up and see.
Okay.
And then EBF funding was the other one, and it's $600 a week is what we've been paying on that.
$600.
And that's the one that's at $5,400.
$5,400. Okay, great.
So we're getting close to the bottom. We thought, well, you know, if we just consolidate and make it, it would make a whole lot easier to get this new spot up and running.
Yeah. You guys already have some upcoming plans for that new spot?
Have what?
You guys already have plans for the new spot?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
yeah, well, as a matter of fact, we've got the building mostly remodeled. We'll be trying to move over there at the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Because we've got a paint store here, and we're going to move it over there.
So what's your big revenue maker here, the paint or the construction more?
Right now it's the construction company. The paint's only maybe, I'm going to say it's 8% of our total. When we move, we're going to at least double that. What happens is we started the construction company over here, and we didn't really need some place for consumers to come in. And then we started doing recycled paint, and so it's hard for customers to get in here. We're in an industrial park,
right.
So we're going to open up a retail space. It's downtown where the people are,
yeah.
And we expect that to at least double our paint sales.
Very nice. How did you get into the industry?
Well, my son did. The company that I was working for left the United States and went to the Philippines.
Oh,
so
wow.
I moved into try and take care of some of the business paperwork and things like that. I have a master's degree in business, so I drew up all of their LLC and their partnership papers and, all of that kind of stuff, business plans.
Very nice.
So it was enough for me to just move in and start assisting. So.
Very nice. Okay, so your son's the one who started the company initially?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And, all right, I mean, based on everything that it seems like you're telling me, we're looking at some, our working capital program for sure. We're looking for around $40,000. Which you're definitely in the ballpark for, since you are making around 480 this year. Less than 20,000, we said, is going to be for the consolidating of the Yellowstone, Arch, and EBS. We're looking at about a 15 to 20% increase in your monthly sales, you said. Is that going to be just in the paint department?
Yeah, that would be just in the paint
Okay.
department. We've been growing the construction considerably over the last 2 years,
Uh-huh.
and we're going to try and hold it at that level. When you get a certain number of employees, you start running into having to supply lots of stuff from the federal government.
Right.
And we're going to stay under that level.
So okay, gotcha.
At this point, we don't want to grow above that.
Okay. Just for the time being, or is that just your goal is just to stay there?
Our goal is to stay at that level at least for the next 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
And then we'll reevaluate and decide.
Gotcha. So you're trying to focus more on the paint right now.
Right. Yeah, we're trying to because that's a one end of our business that is we just don't, it's underutilized. I mean, we could really really grow
right.
the paint store. Yeah.
Right.
That the construction we're where we want to be. The paint store, we've got some employees that work in paint and you can buy with the paint's kind of making money, but not very much. But if with a new location.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and just to swing back to your loans real quick, those three ones that you were telling me about that we want to consolidate, are these the only loans that are out on the business right now, or do you guys have like a line of credit or anything?
No, we use cash on a daily basis, and debit cards for most everything.
Okay.
So we probably have a couple little, things, like some guys are doing a tile job for us, and we'll have to pay them, but nothing, nothing, no big loans.
Okay, no major loans or anything.
Yeah, no.
Okay. And how easy are these payments for you guys?
right now, and especially going into the winter months, it's tough.
Okay. All right. How's Yellowstone for you guys? Since that's, I'm just curious because that's your lowest balance on there. Did that end up starting as a smaller loan, or are you
yeah,
just
it,
trying
it
to get
was
that
a,
one done?
Yeah, it started out as a smaller loan.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so this is definitely going under our working capital program, as I'm sure you already knew that coming in. So we're going to try and consolidate these loans for you. What I'm going to do is go ahead and shoot over an email to you. And it's going to have all the little requirements that I need. You probably already have them ready since you've already kind of been acquiring. But
right.
What I'm going to take a look at is 6 months of the most recent bank statements for the business
mm-hmm.
and the most recent tax return for the business. And then do you guys accept credit cards?
We do, but we don't. Oh. We don't get very much credit card activity. Most of our stuff is done with checks.
With checks, okay. Would you say
yeah.
that for credit card activity, it's less than 20% of your sales?
I'd say credit card activity is less than 2% of our sales.
Oh.
Occasionally get a credit card in the paint store, and that's about it.
Yeah. Okay. In that case, I'm not going to need merchant statements from you. The only thing I'll need are 6 months of your most recent bank statements and the
uh-huh.
most recent tax return for the business.
All right.
From there, I will take that file, go ahead and shoot it over to the underwriting department, and then usually within 24 hours is when I'm able to give you some sort of options that are available to you. And
okay.
we usually like to present you with multiple options, not just one, because obviously there isn't just one option that works for the business.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
We call ourselves a relationship-based bank because we're really going to try and work with you as much as possible to get this done. And so what I can do for you is shoot over. What's a good email address for you?
Would be gshopconst at yahoo.com.
You said CONST, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It stands for Grandpa Shop Construction.
Gotcha. Okay. At yahoo.com?
At yahoo.com, yes.
Perfect. All right. So I'll go ahead and shoot over that email to you right now. How soon do you think you can send those in to me? Because if you can send them in to me today or maybe within the next few hours.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I'm just not at the shop right now.
Okay.
I had to go to the bank and I have to drop off some stuff for one of the guys. So when I get back, I can easily do that.
Okay, perfect. If you can send those in to me, do you think you'd be able to in the next, 3 hours or so?
Yes.
Okay. If you can get those into me within the next few hours, I can put the whole file together and have it get submitted for you today. And then by tomorrow, we should be able to have some good options for you.
Right. Okay, good enough.
All right. All right. I'll go ahead and shoot that email over to you right now. You can collect those documents. Once I get them, I will put your file together. All right, Ron?
Yep, good enough.
All righty. Sounds good. We'll be in touch.
Thank you.
All right. Not a problem. Take care.